We are coming up on July 1st, which is a critical day for businesses and governments. For many, it's the beginning of the new fiscal year. And in Illinois, July 1st would mark 2 years without a budget. The Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has been at odds with the Democratic legislature. And for the last 9 days, they've been in a special legislative session to try to hammer out a deal. Here's Rauner.
So once again, we ask lawmakers to please do what is right for our state. Focus on the next generation and not just the next election.
For more, we're joined by Nyla Boodoo, who hosts The 21st, a statewide public radio program produced by Illinois Public Media. Hi, Nyla.
Hey, Jeremy.
And so far, it looks like in this special legislative session, not a lot is getting done. What's been happening?
Right, Jeremy. Actually, it's an interesting thing. There's some state reporters who are even taken to calling this, political reporters are calling it a sham session, because the actual part of a session, you might think there's lawmakers who are meeting and talking about everything. They're just gaveling in for a couple of minutes most days. Literally, I'm talking about like 7 to 10 minutes. But what we do, what happens is they then leave and they kind of are then working out backroom deals, which is basically the only way this will get done. And yesterday, we did actually see leaders meeting, Democrats and Republicans, and the significant thing that reporters are reading into the tea leaves is after the meeting, they're not talking very much, which for us is a good sign because it means they're not complaining about each other that much. They're really trying to work out a deal, hopefully.
What is the fundamental disagreement here between the Republican governor and the Democratic legislature?
Well, Governor Rauner has for 3 years, Jeremy, had this turnaround agenda he's had that he wants to reform the state. He said we can't have a budget without it. He's whittled that down. He had a huge list of things. He's down to about half a dozen issues now. But what he wants, there's reform on things like workers' compensation, term limits, property tax freezes. They don't necessarily have to do with a budget. But he's saying, I won't sign a budget until we get agreement on these other issues.
And the Democrats say, no way.
The Democrats are saying House Speaker Michael Madigan, who has been in office, by the way, longer than you and I have been alive, he has been in the Illinois House. He has said these would hurt the middle class in Illinois. These are deals that would harm people. And he's saying, no, I don't want to do this.
And meanwhile, as this stalemate has gone on over the last couple of years, the state has really struggled more than most other states in this country economically.
Oh, I mean, I think struggle is probably an understatement. I mean, it's pretty much a disaster. I mean, if you look at our credit rating, we're close to junk rating. A year ago, there was one study that said 1 million people in Illinois, its poorest residents, had lost social services. We're looking at public universities facing a loss of national accreditation, K through 12 public school superintendents across the state saying they don't have money to open in the fall. I talked to a hospital yesterday, a CEO of a small hospital in southern Illinois. He's saying the state owes him $2 million for his hospital, and that's just for compensation for state workers who are coming to his hospital, and they're just not paying the insurance.
Hmm. So who do Illinoisans blame for this?
I think Illinoisans, Jeremy, as you know, I think Illinoisans don't have a very high opinion of government to begin with. And it's, I think who you blame depends on what party you're from. If you're a Republican, you blame the Democrats and you say that House Speaker Michael Madigan is the real power center in the state and he hasn't done anything to move the needle. If you're a Democrat, you blame Governor Rauner and you say that he's crippling particularly the public school system and social services and he's the real problem here. So again, you know, kind of like a lot of our national issues, I think it probably depends what party you're from.
Although in Illinois, there are a lot more Democrats.
That's very true. That's very true.
So let's just play out the two possibilities. What if they reach a deal in the next day? Is that possible?
I think it's anything is possible, but I don't know that it's particularly likely. Governor Rauner has said he will continue to ask that lawmakers meet in a special session every day after these 10 days, through the weekend, through the 4th of July holiday, because Friday really is a big day, Jeremy. Friday, by the end of the day, is when, for example, there's more than 900 construction projects across the state. All of those workers get pink slips on Friday. There's even lottery sales. Powerball sales stopped being sold in Illinois last night because it's a multi-state lottery and there's no appropriation to pay them. Hmm. And by the way, if anyone buys an Illinois lottery ticket and you win more than $25,000, the state says they don't know when they're going to pay you.
And what if there is no deal by the end of the week?
That's a really tough thing, right? Because this is where we've been basically for this is the third year that we've been in this situation where there has not been a permanent budget. I do think what we've seen in the past have been sort of stopgap measures where they pass six-month things. Both parties have said that's something they're very opposed to. They really do want to have a full budget in place. I think lots of people are hopeful now, especially over the past 24 hours, that maybe they're actually talking together. Maybe there's a possibility by next week they could get together to form a budget. But at this point, Jeremy, we're almost 3 years into this. I don't think anyone's going to make any predictions about what will happen, other than that it will get worse for Illinois. That I am confident in saying. Things will just get worse for the state, and it's already very bad.
Very distressing situation in Illinois. Nyla Boudou, who hosts The 21st, that's a public radio program produced by Illinois Public Media. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.